Also, there's a story of him going off on his, in these remote areas and kept going further and further. There's a period when he was out along the border of Laos in a very beautiful forest area. And there's a couple of the monks who wanted to go and stay with him. When, I mean, he's always been very quiet but very diligent. He's not an articulate speaker, but he's a very sincere teacher and a very good example. Anando actually was the one who I think he asked to go and stay with Ajahn Khun out in that area. And Lumpa Cha thought about it for a bit. But no. Farangs, none of you can go out there. It's too close to the border. There's too much. That was an area of a lot of communist activity, and Ajahn Cha wouldn't let us go out to. Because some of the branch monasteries were like that. So, well, I mean, that was, it wasn't a branch monastery, but it was a place that Ajahn Khun was living. Even though he was a really good monk, he was still, Lumpa Cha was, I think, rightfully cautious of letting us go out there. There's also places along the Cambodian border that were similarly, he wouldn't let us go and stay. In the early days, there was still a lot of activity happening. Because the American forces didn't pull out until 1973 or something. There's like 5,000 Air Force personnel in Ubon. It's a fighter bomber base. It's closer to... Ubon is closer to both Hanoi and Saigon than it is to Bangkok. So it was a lot of activity that was going on.